Went to the mailbox this weekend, and so far, because I am a troglodyte and do not use direct deposit for my tax returns, I have still not seen a stimulus check in my mailbox.
Maybe someone else found it in your mailbox.
Well, you wonder. It's still early May, and I know there's talking about mid-May, end of May, sometimes even longer than that, depending on your situation, whatever the case. Mm-hmm. But on that note, and I know that we've talked about it, and I know that Art has had conversations, but still a couple of more words have come forth about, so what if you get the stimulus check for the person who's longer with us? Because some people who have passed away are receiving checks if the checks are based on tax returns and things like that, you know. And we've had stories about, well, do you have to give it back or not? The last story we had was apparently the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, put out a statement and said, yes, that money is supposed to come back. Mm-hmm. And there is a differentiation between the direct deposit and the mailings of checks that people are getting. And I heard from a listener last week, and I think Art talked about it too, that if you are getting a check mailed on the envelope, it states, I think I have this right, if recipient is deceased, check here and drop back in your mailbox. So again, if you get a mail check, that's you know, the question is, well, how are they going to collect this money? Mm-hmm. That's the provision for a mail check. But the problem is, if it's already in the deposit, mm-hmm. you know, how you do that. Now, somebody, I had talked to a caller and they were wondering, well, even if it is in a person who's deceased, if it's a combined account with a spouse, that's one thing. But what happens if the person had a singular account? How do you access that?
Hmm.
You know?
Right, yeah.
And then I thought further, well, even if there was a check mailed, you know, to a person who's no longer with it, how would you cash that? You'd have to be endorsed.
Well, yeah, right.
If you're endorsing that, then you're committing forgery.
Right.
So now you've gone beyond just collecting money. Now you've committed some kind of crime. So I don't know. I just wanted to add that to the conversation because I know you took a couple of phone calls and it's come up on Art's show. And every so often you have people who are commenting on this, and this is where it gets into some of the ways that people look at things, and it's just like, you know, that's not the intent, and do we really need to spell this out? For example, somebody who talked about the returning of the checks, because there was no written into the stimulus package, the CARES Act, you know, if that, there is it called a clawback, meaning if it's distributed wrongly that it has to be taken back. So somebody writes this, talking about what Mnuchin said, you know, we want the money back. So this person says, just remember, Mnuchin said that money should be returned.
Should, right.
Not must be returned. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, please.
Well,
I mean, really?
That's what he said.
Yeah, you did. I know, but God. This person says, that's a far distance from saying the IRS will assess and collect against you.
Yeah, well, do that too.
Okay.
Well, they first rolled it all out, though. They were saying that the people were alive at the time that their forms, their tax forms, were made out. And initially, they said that it could be kept, and now
well,
the
mission
has gone the other way on it.
And that was the problem, because but they anticipated, again, for all the mm-hmm. times that stimulus has been done a couple of times, they understand that just some of these. I think they were a little bit more concerned this time because it was done so quickly. They didn't check databases like they've usually done in the past to try and stop a lot of it. So a lot of that wasn't done. So more checks to dead people have gone out than before. I don't know. I just you know, again, you know the intent. This is why we have so many laws in the book sometimes, because if you don't spell everything out, someone's going to find the shoulds, the coulds, the musts.
Of course.
The loopholes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Which, of course, frustrates me. But, however, if I'm in a situation that I needed help, I'd appreciate somebody of a mind that would say, well, look, according to what I'm reading, Charlie, you're okay on this.
<That's right.
laughs> Because they never
enjoy.
Yeah, exactly right. then I'd appreciate that. Uh-huh. But in this case, I just like, oh, please, you know. Anyway, that's just whether that clarifies more for you or not. But again, going back to the seriousness, if you get the check in the envelope in the mail, there is that provision. So that's how it can be gotten back.
Yeah.
You know, as far as direct deposit, I don't know if they're going to try and track you down or not. I wouldn't spend the money if I were you. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, you could just keep the check. You know, don't have to cash it, right? You can just have it there.
Frame it.
You can frame, yeah, there you go.
As a fond memory of,
yeah, if you want to do
of
that.
2020.
One other thing, though. I'd like to know how much we paid as a taxpayer for these letters that are being sent out in the mail. We got ours the other day from President Trump. Yeah. Did you get that?
No, I have not received that. No,
Dave, have you received that?
Don't know.
Okay, it's a letter from President Trump saying, I hope you enjoy the stimulus check.
And you got that. Received. See, I thought those were only going out in checks that were mailed, but that's going out even if you, so you're
going
out
to everybody.
Oh,
yes. Well,
I believe his signature was on the checks that were mailed somewhere
yeah.
on there.
Yeah, but now this is another letter. This is a separate letter.
Separate letter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right. No. I've seen a picture of it on TV.
No, that and that's
the letter.
Didn't need that as well.
No.
How much money went into that and sending out those envelopes? Can I put that back in the mailbox? I'm alive and I don't want
this. Although, at first I was thinking of this. Like, I wonder how much this is costing. Is this kind of wasteful? At the same time, it helped the post office. So, all right.
Hey, there you go.
Stimulus for the post office, yes.
There's your silver lining.